This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. I distinctly remember the first time I played pool because I did really, really well. I was on fire. I was a pool shark. Of course, that never happened again, but I still really enjoyed that first game. Beginner's luck. The idea has been around forever. It even has its own Wikipedia page. But does it really exist? After an argument in a bar, newly minted Drexel MDs Avir Mitra and Tom Schmicker decided to investigate this. The story involves house sparrows, slot machines, memories, and more. Here's how Tom describes what happened.
All right. So last week, we came down here to play some darts. And I taught Avir because he'd never played before. And the first time, I beat him pretty badly. But then the second time, he beat me, and I was pretty surprised by that because he didn't just beat me. He beat me by a lot.
Yeah, so, like, pretty much I destroyed you. I humiliated you.
I wouldn't say you humiliated me. I would say you had a pretty good stroke of beginner's luck.
Right, and beginner's luck, you're saying that because maybe there's a possibility that you can't comprehend the fact that I'm just inherently superior to you, way more talented than you.
I wouldn't say that. I would say that's impossible.
Okay, so this got us all thinking. Beginner's luck is more than just luck. It's the idea that there's actually some sort of tangible advantage to being a rookie, that you won because you were a beginner. But how does that work? You might have heard the idea of the beginner's mind, in which a beginner is less bound by rules and is therefore able to outwit the more experienced player. Or the low versus high pressure theory, in which the beginner expects nothing and therefore isn't shackled by the pressure that the more experienced player feels. These explanations make sense. The only problem is we couldn't find any references to back them up. And the more we thought about it, we started to wonder, is this phenomenon called beginner's luck even real? Or is it all in our heads? I mean, we've all heard of it, probably even experienced it, but is there any proof that it actually exists? Well, no, according to Larry Milliken. He's the social sciences librarian at Drexel University, and I figured if there was something to find in the scientific literature, he could find it. At our request, he combed through multiple scientific, economic, and psychological databases, looking for any evidence for beginner's luck.
I expected to find a number of articles taking a lighthearted look at whether it existed. I didn't see any of that.
So yeah, beginner's luck? No one has ever proven that it exists. In fact, it seems no one has even investigated it.
Yeah, it was kind of surprising. What I saw instead was a number of articles looking at the belief in beginner's luck.
That's right, because even though beginner's luck isn't real, at least as far as any scientific study has found, we do nevertheless perceive it. And as it turns out, that perception can influence us in very real ways. To understand that, we need to rewind to 2013 and check out a small research study about house sparrows.
So this was out of the Department of Zoology from Tel Aviv University.
I got these sounds off Google, by the way. But anyway, that's my buddy Tom Schmicker again, who in addition to being a good dart player, has just graduated med school, and he read up on this study.
And what they did is they took 60 sparrows, and then they let them forage on a plot of land.
The plot had food buried in it.
But the plot of land was divided in half. On one side, they had these wells filled with food, and every well had a little bit of food in it.
This side was the low-risk, low-reward side for the sparrows.
On the other side, not every well had food in it, but some of the wells had a ton of food.
That was the high-risk, high-reward side. You might dig and find nothing, or you might hit the jackpot. So they let the birds loose. They wanted to see which side the sparrows would prefer.
And basically, it was completely random which side the bird chose initially.
But eventually,
the sparrows began to exhibit a preference.
Some of the sparrows began to prefer the low-risk side, getting a few seeds everywhere they went. Other sparrows preferred to stay on the high-risk side, patiently waiting for the jackpot. And whatever strategy they chose, they stuck with. So you might ask yourself, why wouldn't a group of similar sparrows all follow the same strategy? What made them think differently? Was it gender? Was it genetics? Was it upbringing?
So 7 of the sparrows had beginner's luck, and they went to the risky side and hit the jackpot.
7 birds, by pure luck, stumbled onto the huge wells right off the bat. They had experienced beginner's luck, and those 7 birds became different. They became the high-risk birds.
And what's interesting is that it was well worth the risk for the birds to go to the high-risk area, because there was so much food there when they did find it.
And only 7 of the 60 birds then figured out the best strategy for getting food.
Yeah, it was the seven that had beginner's luck.
House sparrows aren't the only ones who can be forever changed by experiencing beginner's luck. It can happen to us, too. You've probably heard many of the risk factors for developing a gambling addiction. Male, gender, unmarried, family history, the usual suspects. But another huge risk factor, one that doesn't get much attention? Having had experienced beginner's luck. A Norwegian study of over 4,000 gamblers showed that 55% of at-risk gamblers had experienced beginner's luck, versus just 21% of not-at-risk gamblers. This leaves us all in a strange place because beginner's luck is an idea with no scientific backing. And yet our perception of beginner's luck is very real and can create huge lifelong changes. So why do we so doggedly perceive something that isn't there? To try and think this through, I spoke to Dr. Ed Gracely.
Why is it that people think there's this thing called beginner's luck?
He's a professor of biostatistics at Drexel University. He told me about some of the common biases that could very well be playing a role.
You tend to remember things that are interesting and salient. Okay. You know, what's the point of remembering all the times you did something that nothing interesting happened? If you'd played darts against your friend the first time and lost badly, would we be here having this conversation about how interesting that was?
The fact that we remember the outliers much more vividly creates a flaw in our judgment.
You forget. What you're doing is you're implicitly calculating how often it is that beginners win. Okay? And if you try 20 different things, and one time you have this wonderful success, are you calculating that that's 1 out of 20? Or are you just remembering the one and forgetting the other 19?
Most likely, beginner's luck is nothing more than a fluke. But it's so spectacular that it sticks in our memory. We talk about it more often, and we spread the belief. And there may also be a more subtle bias at work here.
Somebody who does really well purely by chance on their first try. Let's say they're playing darts like you. You play darts. You might decide you like playing darts. And so you continue playing darts. So now what have we got? We've got Avir. He keeps playing darts. He's got a memory of how well he did the first time.
And the guy with no beginner's luck gets no early encouragement, stops playing darts, and isn't around to tell other players about his lack of beginner's luck.
So the people who are still in the field, still playing darts, a disproportionately high number of them have a memory of having done well their first time, even if that was just chance.
And in this way, we've likely set the stage for a false belief to be truly felt and propagated. It makes perfect sense. But even this, Dr. Gracely pointed out, is still speculation. I met up with Tom back at the bar, hoping to find some closure, something definite. So I challenged him to another game of darts, a tiebreaker.
And if I win, it was beginner's luck. But if you win, maybe you're just some darts prodigy.
All right, it's on.
For what it's worth, Tom crushed me. For The Pulse, I'm Avir Mitra.
At any gambling casino, from Monte Carlo to Reno, they tell you that a beginner comes out a winner. Beginner fishing for flounder will catch a 17-pounder. That's what I've always heard and always thought absurd, but now I believe...